This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Today on the program, we're speaking with Kim Askey-Strasser, the spokesperson at MetaBrain Labs, that accelerates behavior change by reprogramming the unconscious mind with a patent-pending neurotech-driven chatbot experience that produces rapid, lasting results. And Kim, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, you're more than welcome. Great to have you out, and thanks for your time. So to kick things off, tell us about MetaBrain Self. What is it and what it does?
Yeah, so MetaBrain Self is a combination of this neuroscience technology paired with personal coaching and this chatbot experience. So it's built on the premise that our unconscious thinking is what drives the way that we feel and the way that we show up in our lives. So if you think about moments when you've just felt overwhelmed, stressed, frustrated, and you kind of don't know why, and you grasp at what you want to change in your world to try to make yourself feel better, a lot of times we don't hit the mark on that, and we don't see the progress that we want to see because we're not actually tapping into what's really bothering us, and that is our unconscious thinking, and it's oftentimes really hidden to us. So what MetaBrain Self does is it first teaches users sort of this theory, this philosophy that our unconscious thinking is much more impactful to the way that we experience our lives than maybe we were conditioned to understand. And then it allows you to access that. So the process itself is you wear this headset device that measures your brain waves, and it is somewhat of a reverse lie detector. So it asks you specific questions based on your unique issue that you've come up with. So maybe you and I would have a conversation about something that's bothering you, and then I would write a program within the technology to help to ask you specific questions, and then you could do this in the privacy of your own home to really get into that unconscious thinking and start to uncover what's really true for you, what really is bothering you. And then the next step from that is really the most powerful, and that's where we practice unlearning those unconscious beliefs and then reframe your mind to shift into a mindset that is much more helpful yet also believable, so that you are taking sort of control and agency over yourself and your future and how you feel in your life.
A fantastic description there. That is most helpful and a great way to kick things off here today. Now, I know MetaBrain Self is about living one's dreams, but what specific benefit comes from shifting mindsets for those in leadership?
Yeah, so we've had a few people go through different cohorts specific to leadership, and that's such an interesting topic because it is a relationship-based experience, right? So a lot of times we feel that our efforts are intended to change the way others behave. And when you do this kind of work, most of what we do, how we show up as humans in our lives, even when we're interacting with other people, it has much more to do with ourselves and our own personal experience than it does the other person. So when you can shift from your mindset from one that is not serving you, that's not helping you to get what you want, not creating progress, into one that's much more supportive, it actually becomes very, very empowering. And what I mean by that is maybe you've heard people say, you know, in leadership, in relationships, it's rarely about you. So just don't make it about you. Don't take it personally. Well, we often do if we don't know what certain interactions are actually triggering in us in our unconscious thinking. And so when you can connect with that, increase your awareness of it, then you can have much more agency over how you react and respond in a calm, thoughtful, sort of organized manner versus being what a lot of us have been in leadership, which is stressed and overwhelmed and trying to make other people behave differently so that we can get what we need.
Yeah, I certainly appreciate the feedback on that. Now, so many feel stuck with the way they were conditioned from their upbringing. How can you help a leader break out of that?
Yeah, and that's kind of the premise of how this works. So if you've been in different coaching environments, whether that's sports or professional or personal, we tend to really focus on the intention, what you want to be thinking. And so the idea of adopting a positive mindset and affirmations and things like that, and those are wonderful and they do work, but they ignore the reality that there is this unconscious thinking, and so much of it is is a type of thinking, a way of thinking about yourself, your ability, your self-concept and confidence that was actually conditioned in our childhood and not, you know, not for good or bad. It just is what is. And so we've adopted certain ways of thinking about ourselves that stay there. So by utilizing this chatbot technology and understanding first what those thoughts are, like, you know, maybe you're afraid of public speaking, you're afraid of speaking your mind in a leadership environment, and you consciously want to be somebody who speaks up, but there's something about you that just makes you very nervous and uncomfortable with that. There's probably some unconscious thinking from your childhood that made you believe that somehow speaking up was inappropriate or not safe or not something that we do in this, you know, whatever your community or culture might have been. And when we can acknowledge that, and then the process with the MetaBrain Self technology is that you actually spend 2 weeks with this thought and you practice it. You get prompted through the technology. It's an app and it prompts you twice a day to acknowledge these are thoughts that I have. And you essentially deprogram them. You say something like, I no longer feel it is not safe for me to speak my mind. And then you add in the affirmation. So it brings together the deconditioning of what we had from our upbringing that's holding us back, and then adds in the affirmation. And this is just the way that the brain works. So the reason that we have this unconscious belief pattern is that we've practiced thinking that over and over and over again. So when we do this process to intentionally practice thinking something opposite or unlearning it, so to speak, then we create this sort of lasting change that you might not necessarily feel overwhelmingly positive all the time. And we hear a lot of our clients say this: I don't necessarily feel like I love these things that used to trigger me, but I no longer feel the negative or the anxiety around it. Like, you really do decondition that trigger, which just allows for a much more, if not productive, very peaceful existence and feeling sort of in command of how you're living your life.
Kim, really appreciate your visit with us here today. We're speaking with Kim Askey-Strasser, the spokesperson at MetaBrain Labs that accelerates behavior change by reprogramming the unconscious mind with a patent-pending neurotech-driven chatbot experience that produces rapid, lasting results. She's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Personal Development Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, I know that most of us are limited by what we think we can do. Can you change that?
Absolutely. So we are very limited by what we think we can do. And again, not often is this conscious, intentional thinking or thinking that we would say we choose by choice. It's like, well, I'm just not somebody who likes to speak in public, or I'm not somebody who can really be a leader in a large organization, or somebody who can go out on my own. I just don't like that. All of that is really just conditioned thinking, and it has nothing to do with an individual's ability to do something. And, you know, we've seen success stories in different pockets of life, but where people sort of overcome major challenges by changing the way they think about what's in front of them and their ability. And so that is very much what this is built upon, is that what we think is much more important than what we do, because if we think we are capable of something, we're much more likely to achieve it. But if we limit ourselves by conditioned thinking that says, you know, my family just doesn't do that sort of thing, or even as simple as it's hard for the women in my family to lose weight, like we're just bigger people. Those are things that limit us from essentially figuring out what we truly desire and achieving that. And it has much more power in the way that we think about it than what we actually do to achieve it, because that's what drives all of our behavior in our lives. Is what we think drives the way that we feel, and the way that we feel then in turn actually determines what we do or don't do in any given moment.
Kim, really insightful and really interesting information shared here today. Really appreciate your time as well. So here's the big question: how do our listeners get involved, and what do you offer?
Yeah, absolutely. So the best way to get involved is to go to our website, which is metabrainself.com. And we have a few different offerings there. So there's a starter pack that someone can purchase, and that includes the headset, a subscription to the chatbot app that allows you to sort of dive into this work and start to connect with your unconscious and really get to know yourself. And it also comes with an hour conversation with either me or one of our coaches, depending on availability. And so that's sort of our starter pack that we recommend for everyone. There's also options from that to add on additional one-on-one coaching calls with myself or one of our coaches. And we're currently in the middle of a cohort of several people who are basically learning this idea of self-awareness and digging into the unconscious mind specific to their self-care and wellness routines and learning how to essentially prioritize themselves when they've spent the majority of their lives feeling like they have to put everybody else first ahead of themselves. So really changing that mindset to do more of what they say they want to do. So those are the best ways to get in touch with us, metabrainself.com. And you can find everything that we offer, like I just described, there in the shopping section of the website.
And of course, listeners, as always, you can find these links within the show notes of this broadcast. It is metabrainself.com and or metabrainlabs.com. Kim, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And you're certainly more than welcome anytime. Again, we've been speaking with Kim Askey-Strasser, the spokesperson at MetaBrain Labs that accelerates behavior change by reprogramming the unconscious mind with a patent-pending neurotech-driven chatbot experience that produces rapid, lasting results. Again, for all the details, visit MetaBrainSelf.com or MetaBrainLabs.com. And this is Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.